Welcome to this week's Real AI Podcast, based on the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter for the week of April 27th, 2026. Now, here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
You know, when you think about building custom software, you probably picture like a dark room, glowing text on a screen, and someone just furiously typing lines of really complex code for hours just to build a simple calculator.
Right, yeah. It has always been this incredibly high barrier to entry for most people.
Exactly. But what if you didn't need to learn that language at all? What if you could just ask for what you want in plain English and suddenly the software just exists right in front of you?
I mean, it sounds completely like science fiction, but right now, for professionals on the ground, that magic is fully accessible. But it is also terrifyingly risky if you don't know exactly what you are doing.
Which is exactly our focus today. We are looking at how professionals are actually utilizing artificial intelligence in their day-to-day workflows and, you know, really bypassing the generic hype to look at the practical, secure applications happening right now.
Yeah, and to do that, we are drawing our insights entirely from the real estate industry's leading weekly AI newsletter, The Real AI. Specifically, we're looking at the edition for the week of April 27, 2026.
Right, and that is co-created by Corey Hawkins and Kevin Hawkins. And for those who don't know, Kevin is widely known in the industry as The Real AI Guy, and he's the author of The Real AI Guide for Real Estate Agents.
They've really curated a massive shift in how we interact with technology right now.
They really have. And by the end of this, you, the listener, are going to know how to program custom digital tools without knowing a single line of code. But more importantly, you're going to learn how to do it without accidentally handing over the keys to your entire digital life.
Because the power available to you right now is staggering. I mean, we are moving from AI being a glorified search engine to AI being an active, autonomous builder.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the most cutting-edge concept from the newsletter that directly impacts a professional's daily workflow. The source material calls it vibe coding. I just love that term so much.
It's a great term, yeah.
What exactly is the mechanic behind vibe coding?
So vibe coding is essentially the act of creating a program or like a widget by simply describing the vibe or the intent of the tool. You don't write computer code. You just use plain language to tell an AI what you want it to accomplish. And the AI writes the underlying code, structures it, and instantly gives you a working tool.
And the practical applications they highlight are exactly what, you know, an agent would need on a random Tuesday afternoon. Like, if you are prepping for a buyer meeting, you could use a business-tiered version of ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini to instantly vibe code a commission calculator.
Right, exactly. Or a seller net sheet estimator.
Yeah. You could build a rent versus buy calculator or even a custom how much home can you afford tool just right there on the spot.
What's fascinating here is the timing of this capability. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the source highlights a major headline from just a few days prior, which was the April 23, 2026 release of ChatGPT 5.5 by OpenAI.
Oh, right. And what makes 5.5 different from, you know, the versions we were using last year?
Well, the headline specifically notes that this latest model strengthens agentic coding and complex knowledge work. That word, agentic. Is key here.
Agentic, right?
Yeah, it means the AI can act as an agent on your behalf. It helps the AI carry more of the task from start to finish. So we aren't just getting text responses anymore. The AI is making structural decisions about how to build a complex software widget based on a pretty vague prompt.
Okay, that sounds amazing for efficiency, but I have to be honest, it also sounds a bit chaotic.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if it's making autonomous structural decisions, I'm terrified of what it's actually connecting to. It's almost like hiring a brilliant contractor to build you a house, but you don't give them blueprints. You might get a mansion, or you might get a shed with no doors.
Yeah.
Or like hiring an intern to build a spreadsheet, but you accidentally give them your master password vault, your social security number, and the keys to your car just so they can open Excel. You are leaving the boundaries entirely up to the machine.
That is exactly the danger. You hit the nail on the head. The source explicitly warns that vibe coding can be disastrous if you don't limit the scope of that intern. Kevin and Corey Hawkins have strongly warned professionals against using vibe coding to build AI business tools without very strict parameters.
Because if the AI is making the decisions, it might decide the quote-unquote best way to build your calculator is to pull data from some random outside server or hook into your email to send the results.
Precisely. And the newsletter details the severe risks of unrestricted scope here. They point out that connecting vibe coding platforms, like there's one called Lovable, connecting those to your Gmail or your CRM is a massive vulnerability.
Wow. Because you aren't just trusting the AI model itself. You're trusting the entire platform hosting it.
Yes. And if that vibe coding platform suffers a security breach, and the source notes that Lovable actually recently did, then your data is suddenly exposed. Your client data, your private communications, everything is vulnerable just because you let the AI wire your new tool directly into your personal mainframe to make a simple NetSheet estimator.
Oh, man. Okay, so vibe coding is undeniably the future, but it's inherently risky. If AI is autonomous enough to build custom code, it's also autonomous enough to open doors we really want kept shut.
Exactly.
So how exactly does a professional protect themselves without abandoning the tech entirely?
You protect yourself by putting up very strict digital fences. When it comes to safety, the source emphasizes a core rule, which is clarity, specificity, and iteration beat creativity.
Okay, so no more just saying, hey, build me a cool mortgage calculator.
Exactly. No more of that. Because if you just ask for a mortgage calculator, that leaves way too much room for interpretation. The tool might decide to add outside Toad libraries, web connections, or unnecessary tracking scripts that go way beyond what you actually need.
And this is where the newsletter really delivers incredible value. They provide a master prompt that is totally worth saving. It's basically a blueprint that tells the AI exactly where those fences are. I'm actually looking at the prompt they recommend right now, and the first line is basically a digital quarantine.
Yeah, read it out.
It says, create a single self-contained HTML file for a simple calculator that runs entirely offline in a browser on my computer.
And that phrasing right there is doing so much heavy lifting. Single self-contained HTML file and runs entirely offline. This is the foundation of your digital fence.
Right.
It means everything. The visual structure, the layout, the math logic is tracked inside one single file. Absolutely nothing needs to call the internet to function.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Listen to the explicit exclusions they tell you to add. It says, do not use external libraries, CDN links, remote fonts, images, scripts, or style sheets. Do not include internet activity, file access, clipboard, camera, microphone, location, notifications, browser storage, pop-ups, redirects, downloads, or new tabs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an absolute lockdown.
It really is. And let's explain why that matters to you as a listener. Let's say you're an agent sitting in a Starbucks on public Wi-Fi, and you're showing a client a commission calculator you vibe coded earlier. By explicitly banning external libraries and CDN links, you know with absolute certainty that the tool isn't secretly phoning home or leaking your client's financial data to a random server over public Wi-Fi.
Right, that is huge.
And by explicitly blocking camera and location access, you ensure it acts like a calculator, not spyware.
Wow. And what about the rest of the prompt? It also bans evil, new function, obfuscated code, or minified code. Why does the actual format of the code matter?
So obfuscated or minified code is essentially shrunk down, unreadable code. It's meant to save space, but humans can't really read it. By banning it, you are demanding that the AI writes clean, human-readable logic. You don't want the AI hiding complex or malicious actions inside a block of text that you just can't decipher.
That makes a lot of sense. But it doesn't just stop at security either. It covers presentation, too. The prompt instructs the AI to use a clean, modern CSS layout, like a card style, so the tool looks professional on a laptop screen during a client presentation.
Yeah, so you're getting a perfectly safe tool, and it actually looks like a premium piece of software when you slide your laptop across the desk to a client.
Exactly. You get the polish without the peril.
Right. But the source provides two crucial guardrails to use alongside this master prompt. There's a pro tip and a final step.
The pro tip completely changes the workflow. It says to ask the AI to explain the inputs, outputs, and formulas before it even writes a single line of code.
Which is just brilliant. By having the AI explain its logic first in plain English, you get the chance to catch any incorrect assumptions. Like if it's using the wrong interest rate formula for a mortgage calculator, you catch it in the text phase. You are verifying the math before the machine builds the tool.
Wow, that's smart. And then there's the final step, which is basically trust but verify. Before you open any AI-generated file in your computer, you're supposed to take that code, copy it, and paste it into a completely different large language model.
This raises an important question about how we interact with these systems. You should never blindly trust the machine that built the tool, because AI models can hallucinate or optimize in really weird ways. Using a second model, say, having Claude review something ChatGPT just built acts as an independent inspector.
Got it.
You ask the second model to audit the logic and sniff out any hidden internet calls, permission requests, or suspicious JavaScript that the first model might have somehow slipped in. As Kevin Hawkins points out, the smartest vibe coding comes from telling the machine exactly where the vibes stop.
Okay, so we now understand the mechanics of building safe AI tools. We know how to build the digital fences, but what is the actual reality on the ground? Like, are professionals actively integrating this, or is it still just early adopters playing in the sandbox?
We are way past the sandbox phase at this point. We are seeing massive structural shifts. The newsletter breaks down some data from WIFIT Talents that proves this is becoming the industry standard. Right now, 55% of brokers surveyed say they are actively increasing their technology budgets specifically for AI integrations.
Wow, okay. So the money is really following the tech.
Heavily. And 72% of real estate professionals believe that AI will automate more than 20% of their current workload. But here is the most striking stat from the source. 28% of real estate companies are already using AI for predictive maintenance in smart buildings.
Wait, let me challenge that for a second. Predictive maintenance? 28% of companies are letting AI manage physical buildings. And according to the source, 65% of tenants actually find AI-managed maintenance requests more efficient than human-led processes. That sounds wild to me. If my roof is leaking at 2 in the morning, the last thing I want is to argue with a chatbot, right? Why are tenants preferring the machine?
Because the machine removes the human bottleneck. Think about the traditional mechanism. A pipe bursts at 2 a.m. You call a human property manager. They are asleep. They wake up, they check their phone, try to find a vendor's number, leave a voicemail, and then wait for a call back.
Okay, care.
Right. But an AI system instantly ingests the maintenance request, immediately cross-references local vendor availability, issues the work order, and texts the tenant a time window. It doesn't sleep, it doesn't get frustrated, it just executes. It is pure, frictionless efficiency.
That makes total sense. When you just need speed, human empathy doesn't fix the pipe any faster.
Exactly.
But with numbers that high, and results that efficient, there has to be a bottleneck preventing 100% adoption across the board.
There is. The barrier isn't the technology, it's the users.
Yeah.
45% of real estate executives perceive a lack of understanding as the biggest barrier to AI adoption. They literally just don't know how to deploy these tools securely.
Which means education is really the only way forward. And the newsletter highlights exactly where the industry is going to get that education. Kevin Hawkins is actually teaching a session called 5 AI Skills. Every agent must master now at RealtorQuest 2026. This is happening on May 13 and 14, and it is expected to draw upwards of 13,000 attendees to North America.
Yeah, having practical hands-on takeaways like that vibe coding master prompt we talked about is exactly what that 45% of executives need to overcome their hesitation.
So what does this all mean? When I look at the headlines curated in this newsletter, I see a really fascinating paradox. On one hand, you have WAV Group calling AI the real estate magic lamp. And you have Elite Agent pointing out that you can watch ChatGPT draft an entire comparative market analysis all on its own, calling the AI a trusted delegate.
Right. They're highlighting that pure execution and efficiency we just talked about with the maintenance AI.
But then, right next to those headlines, you have a piece from HousingWire stating explicitly why AI is still a subpar real estate agent replacement. And there's an MSN article about a company in Austin called Turbo Home that explicitly states while they want to streamline home buying, AI cannot replace the human element. So which is it? Is it a magic lamp that's going to automate everything, or is it a subpar replacement?
This is the core tension of the entire AI landscape right now. If we look closely at the mechanism of what the source is telling us, AI excels at efficiency. That is why tenants prefer it for maintenance. It solves math problems instantly. But buying a house isn't a math problem, it's an emotional journey. Where AI fails is in nuance, judgment, and human empathy.
Okay, so it can run the numbers for the CMA, but it can't sit across a kitchen table and help a family navigate the stress of selling their childhood home.
Exactly. The HousingWire headline firmly establishes AI as an assistant, a trusted delegate for tasks, but absolutely not a replacement for the human leading the transaction.
Because AI acts as this powerful amplifier of efficiency, it seems like it is simultaneously supercharging both the creative side of the industry and the dark side of the industry. I mean, if AI is autonomous enough to build custom code and draft a CMA, it's also autonomous enough to write custom malware or automate a phishing scam.
Yes, absolutely. It is the Wild West out there right now. Let's look at that dark side first. The newsletter includes a headline from Inman about how AI is intensifying real estate fraud.
How exactly is it doing that?
Well, cybersecurity risks are being entirely reshaped. The same tools that allow you to vibe code a secure calculator in 10 seconds allow a scam artist to vibe code a fake portal that looks exactly like your brokerage's login page.
Oh, wow.
Right. They can automate highly personalized phishing emails at massive scale. It makes it far easier to fool brokerages and agents. There is a great quote of the week in the newsletter from Scott Coggins of the agency Nashville. He simply asks, "How safe is AI? You need to read the real AI guide."
Yeah, you really have to understand the tools being used against you. But while the bad actors are getting faster, the creative side of the industry is scaling just as quickly. Ars Media reported that an AI tech company called RestB.ai just drove past 1 million agents with nationwide AI deployment. 1 million agents.
Which is staggering. The source notes, it now holds the title for the most widely used AI tech in real estate.
And when you think about what a tool like that actually does, using computer vision to automatically tag and analyze property photos, it proves that AI isn't just a niche gimmick anymore. It is the invisible infrastructure of the industry. It's doing the tedious work in the background.
And we are seeing that integration everywhere. RE Technology highlighted that Delta Media just launched a new Delta Create Studio, delivering an advanced Canva integration alongside AI-powered content creation.
Think about the mechanism there. An agent goes from spending 3 hours manually designing a marketing flyer to just typing, "Make me a flyer for 123 Main Street." Mm-hmm. And the AI pulls the data, writes the copy, and designs the layout in seconds. The marketing potential is massive.
It completely changes the velocity of a business.
But honestly, my absolute favorite item from this entire source material shows the bizarre creative ceiling of all this tech. Hive MLS released a country song called "The Broker Went Down to Georgia." It is literally a country song about AI and MLS data security. It was created by Hive's Patrick Legeness and Kevin Hawkins using ChatGPT, an AI music generator called Suno.
It perfectly illustrates the versatility of the moment we are in.
Right. You can use AI to build a secure offline mortgage calculator, use it to automatically tag 1,000 property photos, and then use it to write a country song about data security. It's absurd in the best way.
It is entertaining, but the underlying message for professionals remains incredibly serious. A headline from CityBiz predicts that AI search will separate leaders from laggards in real estate over the next 2 years. It states that professionals must establish their AI visibility and workflows now before the gap becomes completely insurmountable.
So the window to get ahead is closing.
Precisely.
Which brings us right back to you listening to this. Whether you are prepping for a client meeting at a coffee shop, analyzing complex market data, or just trying to navigate a daily workflow that feels increasingly overwhelming, the secret to mastering AI isn't just letting it run wild with your data. It's about knowing exactly how to put up those digital fences. It's about clarity, specificity, and iteration. You have to tell the machine exactly where the vibes stop and where the real work begins.
Excellent point, Miles. And that's this week's Real AI Podcast. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and until next week, keep it real!